Dreamscape presents The New Kids, Big Dreams and Brave Journeys at a High School for Immigrant Teens by Brooke Hauser. Copyright 2011 by Brooke Hauser. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Free Press, a division of Simon & Schuster. Read by Tavia Gilbert. They asked us questions. How much is two and one? How much is two and two? But the next young girl, also from our city, went, and they asked her, how do you wash stairs? From the top or from the bottom? She says, I don't go to America to wash stairs. Pauline Notkoff, a Polish-Jewish immigrant who passed through Ellis Island in 1917, interviewed in 1985. Part 1. Passages. Cheat Sue's first day. Everybody has the outfit. The outfit they bought for America. The students who have lived in the country for longer have learned how to blend in better, disappearing in brand-name sneakers and low-riding jeans. But each September, on the first day of school, the new kids are easy to spot. Some arrive in their native dress, like the Bangladeshi girls in colorful salwar kameez, or the African boy who walked the halls in goatskin sandals lined with bristly hair. Others try to fit in and fail, like the boy who came from a country that no one had heard of. He wanted American blue jeans, but settled for a pair hand-sewn by his uncle instead. Then there are the kids who dress the part of model student, a few in starched shirts and slacks still wrinkled from the plane, as if they were headed to an immigration interview instead of first period. One Yemeni boy showed up in a business suit, and a